You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Start a morning. I'm looking for the liners on this contest, John. We don't have it, do we?
I got you.
You have it? You have it? Okay, good. I'm Catherine Lake. I'm sitting in the air chair. John Scott is here. He's sitting in an air chair. Dominic is still producing. Thank goodness there's something normal going on here.
Dom's awesome.
Thank goodness.
Hey, I'm blushing.
We're filling in for John and Gordy, who are filling in for the afternoon, who's filling in for somebody that's going to happen next year. I don't even know. None of us know. We're just trying to get along and give you what you need. You know, the time, the temperature, some information, a chance to talk to some other people in your community, perhaps, if you want, 608-879-8255. And time and temperature, right? Weather. It's 4 o'clock. We lost 4 o'clock. It's 4 degrees. We lost a degree. It was 5 earlier, was it not?
Yeah.
It's colder. It's colder. It's only going to get up to 14. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it will be crystal clear today. Lovely. One of the most perfect days ever, probably, this winter. Fully sunny. 14 degrees for a high. Tomorrow we'll get up to almost 30, probably apex that a little bit. Maybe a little snow on Saturday, probably in the evening, overnight. Sunday, another crystal clear day, 21 degrees. That's our future. But right now, just 4 degrees in Madison. And, oh, my gosh, it's Text to Win.
Yes, it is.
We got a contest to do. Oh, gosh. John, I'm going to need your help. We need the deets. We need all the... I've got the word here, but you have all the details. What is this Text to Win contest about? Would you please help me?
We have something called the Grown-Up Gift List.
Ooh.
Things you can pick from. So we're going to give you a keyword here in just a second. And then what you're going to do is text it into us. And we have winners that can get up to $200 in cash.
Nice.
And then we have grand prizes, like how about a new snowblower? Wouldn't
Ooh.
That be fantastic? So what you should do is download the free Civic Media app, and then all throughout the day today, just like we're about to do right now, we're going to give you a keyword, and then you go.
You ready for it?
Let's go.
It's a synonym for fast. It is the word brisk. B-R-I-S-K. Brisk. Very fast. Brisk is the keyword. For 7 a.m., yeah, I got the right one. 7 a.m., right? Yeah, brisk. Okay, brisk, we got the right one. Terrific. Text to Win with WMDX. Thank you, Dominic. Lovely music.
Very happy, very uplifting music.
I love it. Well, thanks for tuning in. I hope you stick with us now and in the future. I know it's not John and Gordy's voice that you are hearing right now. I hope that you will stick with us throughout this month. We're going to be having a series of guest hosts to help John and Gordy get through until the next year. And we're going to have a whole new wonderful lineup that we cannot wait to tell you about. But in the meantime, John and I are going to take care of all this for you this morning.
We're participating in a great experiment.
Yeah, it is a great experiment.
How to talk to each other.
Yeah.
How to solve problems.
Thanksgiving for you, John Scott, was okay in that arena, yeah?
It was remarkable in its sobriety and lack of violence.
And that lack of violence.
And that couldn't be said for every family sitting around the Thanksgiving.
No. No.
No, it was great.
No, a lot of people probably had some issues. But I'd like to think, you know, most of those got over last year. You know, we're sort of rolling with it. We got 4 years with this president. Let's just see what happens and go. And
well, like a few minutes ago, you were talking with Tim, the educator, about talking with his daughter.
Yeah.
People forget that imposing one's will over turkey is probably not the best way to go. And it's not enjoyable, and it's not fun, and it's stressful.
It is.
The art of conversing is to have empathy, to listen, to understand, and to seek common ground. then everyone has a good time.
Yeah.
If you don't do it that way, no one's having a good time.
No one's having a good time. And that said could be same could be said for being on the radio, you know, not yelling at each other all the time. And I got it. You don't. I understand it. You don't. That's not the way.
This most intimate form of communication
requires
a level of communication which entertains and informs without being preachy, without being bossy,
mm-hmm.
without being mean.
Exactly. Now, I would like to have gone back to our texts that came in on topics, but of course, we've got the keyword contest going now, and I'm so thrilled to see everybody texting in the word brisk that I'm not going to bother trying to go back to the texts that came in. But one of them was from Gordy Young, talking about thrift stores, because we mentioned that very early on.
Oh, yeah. He said, Gordy Young,
yes.
Atomic Antiques in Madison.
Atomic Antiques.
He says it's the best big thrift store, and it's beautiful stuff.
It is.
Yes.
Really beautiful
love
stuff.
That.
Now, I don't know if I'd call that a thrift store, Gordy Young. I think that's more of an antique store. So they've already gotten all the shine back on the items, and they're like you said, they're gorgeous. And so they're got to make a little money on these things, and they should. Thrift stores, you know, I went shopping with my sister this Thanksgiving because she's a great shopper. She knows what looks good on me and herself, too. So we went, it's brisk, not risk, by the way, B-R-I-S-K, the keyword. Someone just typed in risk. Anyway, we went shopping and I came home with a bag densely filled, $48.
What'd you get?
Two pairs of really nice slacks. Three sweaters, $48. Yeah, plus tax.
Wow.
If it was that much. It was crazy cheap.
Good
good stuff. That's the thing. My sister's like, that's a good label. Take that. You know, I don't know what good labels are. Any of that stuff. But anyway, Gordy mentioned that Atomic Antiques. And the reason I brought up thrift to begin with is something else entirely. Ready for this? Ozempic. I read about Ozempic. And over the weekend, I was interested in it because my sister mentioned it too, as something she might want to try. She was going to try something she was joking with me, as it turns out, but she was going to try something she found on, you know, Facebook. I'm like, don't put that in your mouth. Don't. There's no such thing as getting Ozempic cheap on a social media post. That's not going to happen. But then they drop the prices this last month. So we started talking about it at Thanksgiving again. And I still don't think it's for her. I still don't think that's for her.
They call them GLP-1s. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what that does, but do you give yourself a shot in the belly?
Yes.
That's how you administer that?
You ever done that?
I have not.
Ever given yourself a shot, Dom?
Not in the stomach. No.
Ever? Oh, you have in someplace else?
Yes. And I have done it with my mom as well. She needed a shot. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had to do it when I was trying to get pregnant years and years ago, and it's an unforgettable experience raising a sharp implement and bringing it toward yourself and impaling yourself. There is nothing, it's indescribable. I had to do it four times because I'm an idiot. I had to do it four different times. And the second round was the hardest because once you do it, you're like, oh, I can do this. I'm Amazon. I can shoot myself anytime. The second time you're like, I don't remember that strength. I don't know. You have to go through that whole psyching up thing again.
I don't know if I could do that. I'm happy to give a blood test, stick my arm out.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't look at it.
No, you can't look at it. Well, this is, of course, you don't have to look, really.
You just jab?
You just, well, yeah, because it just has to go into the muscle, right? Mm-hmm. Or into the flab.
I might be able to do that.
Yeah. And I've never done the Ozempic one. I don't know how that looks or works. But anyway, this, believe it or not, relates to thrift centers, thrift stores, because Ozempic and drugs like it, the GLP-1, is changing how we spend money and our time and, of course, what we eat across all sectors. This is going to blow your mind. It blew mine. Industry insiders are gearing up for these weight loss drugs to change all consumer economic stories, including pharmacies. Duh, right? They're changing the prices and people are clamoring to get them. thrift stores, because people are not going to lose 40 pounds or 50 pounds, which changes your entire body and sizes. Now what am I going to do? Throw out everything I own and replace it? Uh-uh. I'm going to go to thrift stores to replace it, right? I'm not going to go buy new. And they're going to do it en masse. You know, they're going to go in and buy a whole new wardrobe one day. I'm tired of cinching this because I've lost 50 pounds. So thrift stores are going to change. Fast food restaurants, of course, they're going to see a change. Not just, I'm not going to McDonald's anymore, because I hear that when you get on these weight loss drugs, you don't feel like a burger anymore. You crave a carrot. Now, I'd like to know if that's really true. If you're on this drug, please let us know. 879-8255, 608-879-8255. Does that really change your cravings for what calories you do get?
Suppose you might want to go to the gym more.
That's what they say. You are motivated. Maybe because, I don't know. I mean, I've lost weight. I've gained and lost weight. I know what it's like to lose weight and get suddenly like, oh, I'm motivated now and I'm going to keep doing it. But
humans are weird.
Yeah.
Like we need to get into a positive feedback loop. If you didn't take any drugs or anything, you just wanted to go to the gym and lose 20 pounds, the first few times are so hard and then you don't want to go and it's not fun. But if you have an accountability partner that holds you accountable, I'll meet you at the gym at 7 a.m., you're more likely to go. And when you start losing weight, it's a positive reinforcement that makes you want to do more.
Exactly.
I remember when I was still in high school, I had a friend that I went to the gym with every day. But a couple months before that, I was going by myself and I just did not feel motivated. And you're right. You know, bringing someone along with you changes the whole game. It changes the whole game.
Yeah. An appointment.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. I've done going to the gym. I've been a teacher at the gym. And yeah, there's nothing like it. But I can't afford to join a gym right now.
You can't. You can't let your accountability partner off the hook.
Yes.
If you don't feel like going,
yeah,
you can't not call your friend and say, let's take today off. That's not the point.
That's not an accountability partner.
No, we have to go.
That's a lazy partner. That's not good. Well, I think this is fascinating. All the things that are going to change in the coming decades, years and decades, because of these weight loss drugs changing the trajectory of the United States weight. And it's been going up and up and up. And now it is literally, they are showing data. I have it someplace in here. You know, down 20. Here we go. Reduced. Grocery stores. Food noise. They've reduced their spending by 10% over a year.
Wow.
Across 100 categories. How many things are going to change as a result of these weight loss drugs? Not just people losing weight. Not just buying more produce. That's another one. In addition to getting cravings for good food rather than bad food, they're going to start taking up all the carrots and kiwi.
Probably less booze, too.
And less booze.
It's a whole lifestyle.
It's a whole lifestyle change. This is fascinating. I'd love to hear from somebody who's on one of these drugs and if it's working for you. And what other things you think are going to change? Travel? Interesting. 608-879-8255. I'm Catherine. John Scott is sitting in the air chair with me. Dominic is still here in for John and Gordy, who will be with you this afternoon. Don't stress. But we'll do more of this in just a little bit. Stick with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
She's a woman with all the answers to questions we didn't ask.
Stop it.
She's really quite a test.
Catherine Lake. Gordy's work. I recognize it. Gordy Young, you should call in and do the weather. That's what you should do. Oh, my gosh. Thank you very much. And John Scott, thank you so much for sitting in the air chair with me.
Fun.
Really fun. Really fun. Taking it over for John and Gordy just for a little while longer. Please stick with us. Be patient. Don't hesitate to write in and tell us how much you hate the guest hosts. I get it. I get it. They're awesome, and that's why we threw them in the afternoons to get us by for a little while longer. We got the holidays, and then next year we're going to have this incredible lineup that you're not going to want to miss. So just stick around. Meanwhile, some business. We have a text to win contest going on this hour to remind you what that keyword is and what you could be winning, John Scott, if you wouldn't mind helping me remember all the things we could win with this text to win contest.
Well, Daily gets $200.
$200?
But then we have grand prizes, and you can pick from the grown-up gift list.
Nice.
Your choice of several things.
I love
which
it.
Is awesome.
Awesome. Can't wait. So if you are interested in texting in to win, I will find that. There it is. Just want to confirm it is the word brisk, as in cold. It is a brisk day today. It's 5 degrees. It's brisk, B-R-I-S-K. B as in boy, R-I-S as in Sam, K as in Catherine. That is the text to win, and please do get in, and you'll be eligible for a whole big grand prize in addition to the $200 possible and gold, right, or something like that. Yeah, it's very exciting. And more business to take care of tonight. Oh, my gosh, the Godfather of Green Bay. If you haven't heard about this yet, where have you been? We are screening Pete Schwabba's independent film from 20 years ago that he made called The Godfather of Green Bay. Yeah, he made it in Manitowoc, a little bit in Iowa, didn't he say? He was around the Midwest. It was made here.
The synopsis of the film is Pete, he's the lead character. He's kind of a washed-up comedian, sort of, but he's trying to resuscitate his career. And he hears about a Tonight Show talent scout being in the area.
Okay.
And so he tries to go track him down, and hilarity ensues.
In Green Bay. And major stars are in this. Lauren Holly, she was on his show last night. They're still friends, I gather, after all this time.
I've carried a torch for her for many years.
Have you really, Lauren Holly?
Appropriately.
And I have carried my appropriate torch for Tony Goldwyn, who's also in it. He is the, like, Goldwyn, whatever, the MGM. That's him. He's one of the kids. And my God, is he adorable. He's the bad guy in Ghost. I've loved him since then. Oh my God, he's
so cute.
He's
been in a ton of films.
He's in this one. And as a matter of fact, Tony Goldwyn was on a late night show. You don't have that clip, do you, still by any chance, someplace, Dominic?
Let me look around for it.
But he was on a Tonight Show, a late night show, and they found a clip of Tony Goldwyn in Pete Schwabba's film, The Godfather of Green Bay, because that's who he's the lead, I think, or you know, he's the Godfather. Anyway, he's doing the Macarena. And they play it on The Late Show, which is flipping hilarious. So anyway, it's showing tonight. I was so excited to hear that Pete Schwabba had made a film, because that's a big deal. Making a movie, it's not an easy deal. And he wrote it, and he stars in it, and he directed it. And I said, we should screen that here in Madison. Come on.
Pete is an unassuming guy.
He is.
He's so easy to talk to and just very chill. The guy has skills.
He does.
He's talented. And it would be great to watch this movie with everyone together tonight at the Atwood Music Hall.
It's got some seats. It's not tiny. It's not huge. It's not overbearing. But it also has a little bar next to it inside, you know.
John and Gordy will be there, too.
John and Gordy will
do a little Q&A with Pete after the film.
That's going to be fun. Real
that
brief.
That will be fun and funny.
And funny. Oh, yeah. With the three of them up there, that'll be a blast. So that's tonight. $10 only at the Atwood Music Hall. Would love to see you show up for that. Yeah, so that's the business. We've got about a minute left. Oh, let's quickly take...
I think I know who we have on.
Oh, a Gordy Young? Maybe we could talk with him. Dick, hang on for us. Hi, Gordy Young.
Good morning.
Are you awake?
Hello.
Hi.
I am.
What's up, Gordy?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Hi.
Did I hear you say you wanted me to deliver the weather forecast?
Do you mind?
What you... You know, I did TV weather for 20 years.
Yes.
And then I gave it up around 10, 12, 15 years ago. And I thought, well, nobody's going to ever ask me about the weather again. But people continue to ask me about the weather all the time.
Sorry.
What do you think about climate change? Is global warming real? What about this polar vortex? You know, how's the jet stream?
Yeah. How about it? This happens
at Thanksgiving get-togethers. It's going to be cold. Back to you. You know, that's what I say.
That's it?
But that's it. That's all you need to know. It's going to be cold today and cold tonight. But don't let that, keep you home. You should come to the Atwood Music Hall and see Pete Schwab's film tonight. And we're going to have a good time. But I thought maybe we should give away some T-shirts for anybody that doesn't have their ticket yet and they want to get it at the door. Maybe some John and Gordy T-shirts for maybe the first 10 or 12 people that walk in the door and buy a ticket. I don't know.
That's generous
of
you.
I don't want the cold weather.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've got a few of them somewhere around the promotion closet.
Look around.
Let's see if we can make that deal happen.
Okay. But, all right. We'll do that.
Yeah.
So T-shirt for the first,
you
know the clock too well. So the first 10 people to buy tickets at the door tonight at the Atwood Music Hall?
Yes.
Take a T-shirt?
Let's
okay.
Do that.
All right. We'll do that.
Nice.
Thanks.
Why not?
The weather forecast, that lacked, but we'll talk about that after the
cold.
Show. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Thanks for the time. All right. Goodbye, Gordy. We'll see him tonight. All right. Catherine and John in for John and Gordy. Just for a little while longer, and we'll take Troy's call after this. Stick around.
Feel all right.
92.
Goose stepping mama on the cover chart. Tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Goose step mama, oh yeah, goose step mama.
Good morning, 92.7 WMDX. I'm Catherine Lake. John Scott, our marketing guru for all of Civic Media, is in the studio with me, in for John and Gordy. One more morning without them. I'm so sad.
Imagine my joy.
Imagine your joy, and thank you. I could not have done this at all.
It's
on
all
my own. On my own. 608-879-8255 is the phone number. Easiest to use the app for that and for texting. Same number. And Troy called in just before we went to break. Thank you for hanging on, Troy. How are you this morning? You with us, Troy?
Troy?
Maybe he took a break. Yep, he probably went to the restroom.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll move on. Dolores has also been waiting. Dolores, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I just want to make a comment about the Ozempic.
Yes.
Medication. I don't take Ozempic. I have my family members. They took Ozempic due to health issues.
Yeah.
But the I would say the benefit is you lose weight. Unfortunately, it's not a miracle drug. I'm sorry to break everybody's heart. I went through something more drastic. I went to have bariatric surgery to lose weight. And, I had some health issues. So that was something that it was my life of benefit.
Right.
A great deal if I went through that. I lost like around 130 pounds with the bariatric and keeping it off. It's been about 8 years and I've been keeping it off. And like everything, I know people that I went through this journey, even with my kids, taking Ozempic, they lose weight, but your body gets used to it. And then you gain the weight back.
If you're not vigilant and make changes,
everybody's
right?
Different. Everybody's different. Everybody reacts differently. I have, when I joined a support group, when I was going to my bariatric, journey, and I know people that went through the bariatric ordeal, and a few years back they gained all the way back. So nothing is a miracle. If I always say it's a tool.
It's a tool.
For you to lose.
Just going
to
say that. Yep.
If you know how to use that tool.
That's right.
You will get the benefits, you know, because a lot of people asking me, but oh my goodness, you lose all the weight and you still like keeping it off. You know, like, well, I learned my lesson. I learned how to eat.
There
I
it learn, is. Yes.
You know, I learned
how to move.
Control. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Control. And I said, what is your secret? Like, I just stopped eating the soonest I feel satisfied.
There's
That's
so many
secret.
Different ways of looking at that. Well said, Dolores. Thank you so much for the call. There's so many different ways of looking at it. Tall people, short people, people with diabetes, without diabetes. I mean, every person is unique.
She sounds extremely sensible for the following reason. It's the other stuff that you have to do. You can't rely on a shot in the belly and then eat pizza all day. That's not how it's supposed to work. But she understands that you develop good habits and you get into them. And
use
you
the tool
them.
Properly.
She kept her weight off. That's awesome.
That's amazing. 7 years. And she did it probably, like we said, with a different tool. But it's still a tool that then you have to utilize in these other ways. Get moving and figure out a different relationship to food. I mean, from my experience, I have a friend who's addicted to sugar. I mean, it is the answer to every problem. Addicted to sugar. Can't not have a meal without sugar accenting it at the end. That's what we were raised that way. What's dinner? What's for dessert? Always dinner, dessert. And it doesn't really actually have to be that way.
It's like nicotine, maybe. The craving for the sugar.
It is.
Satisfies an urge, a high.
It's a drug. I think sugar's a drug, just like caffeine and nicotine.
Sure.
I absolutely do.
Sure.
We started talking about this because of Ozempic and thrift and all that. But, Troy. Sorry. Troy also is calling in. And by the way, thanks for tuning in and staying with us because I know we're not John and Gordy. I'm Catherine Lake. I am the station manager, and I'm just filling in with John Scott, our marketing director. We're all filling in to keep John and Gordy, you know, in the afternoons and working as hard as they possibly can until they just fall over. It's John and Gordy all day long. But Troy, thanks for calling in and helping save us. How are you?
Hey! I was wondering if this is going to be the new morning show.
No. Nope. But thanks for asking.
I always figured after Jane retired that everything was going to shake out.
Yeah, but, I know. So much change. Yeah. So much change coming. But Jane is doing fabulously well. She'll stick with us until the end of the year, I think, right?
Yes.
Yep, she's on other stations.
No, she's on till next week.
Till next week? Oh, okay, very
Late
good.
Late next week.
Very good. Okay, so Jane does a show on other stations, other talk stations that Civic Media owns. But we play Stephanie Miller here in Madison during her time. Yeah. So thanks. Dick is on the line. Also, Dick, I'm so glad all the regulars are showing up for us today. John, you have no idea how wonderful this is. Dick, how are you? You with us, Dick?
Dick, I think he's been on the line for a while.
Oh, the poor man. He's walking his dog. He's bending over to pick up some poo right now. No, okay. He hung up. All right. No big. So here's what let's move on to what I really want to talk about. I have an old friend. And this person, Robert, is calling in for me because I'm trying to figure out data centers. It's been a topic that Savannah Tomei Olson, of course, WMDX's news person, she has been talking about data centers. They're talking about it all over the state. They're talking about it all over the country. It is all over the world, for that matter. Data centers. What are they? Why do we need them? Why is it such a big deal right now? Do you want one next door to you or even in your town or in your state? I mentioned data centers to John Scott yesterday, and he's come with all the good data for me. I didn't even know we have some 40 of them in the state already, John, you said?
I believe we have 43 in the state of Wisconsin. 21 of them are in Milwaukee. And Madison has 10 or 11.
Oh, my gosh. And they're trying to figure out if they want to put it in Janesville. They were looking at DeForest. Well, my friend Robert works in data. Robert, thank you for taking the time for us this morning.
Of course. Good morning.
Appreciate it. So let's start with a little bit, if you would, give us why we should believe whatever you're going to say to us. What's your job in data? What do you do, Robert?
I've been in the industry probably since the conception of the modern data center. Prior to that, it was central office environments, mm-hmm. where it was the regular called PSTN network, so your telephone network.
Okay.
And then came along with companies trying to sell space for servers inside of the environment. Well, that just didn't work out because power and cooling is not available in central office. So you started building out these data centers all over the United States to consume or for users to consume whatever Joe Schmo was putting up on their web server.
Right.
Right. And then we started getting into fast forward another 10 years and you got the mobility. And that mobility took data for you to consume again, but now on your phone.
So what year are we in at that point? We're in 2000 or we're in 1990s?
Yeah, you're in the late aughts, late I guess, aughts. At okay, that point. All right. And then the big boom came off with, you know, the advent of cloud services.
Right.
And then here we are with AI. Which is consuming even more power, and then related cooling. And I think that's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Well, so that's a lot of history. But we are now at the point where data centers, my dad said data, so I got to say data, have to be built in an exponential rate, right? I mean, right now, AI is, tell me about that. I mean, the quick expansion that we have to endure.
Are you talking like retail scale, or are you talking about where these guys are doing the generative, where they're
what the
actually
heck?
Trying to
now
create
you're using
those,
language. I don't understand anything you're talking about.
Well, you know, think of it like a brain, right?
Okay.
You gotta, and like a child, you gotta teach those neural pathways.
Yeah.
Similar in the sense of generative as opposed to inference, where it can now start communicating.
Oh, so I don't know. Yeah, but I'm talking about data centers wanting to come into Wisconsin and right now around Madison. I don't know what they're for.
So you could have several, like I said,
okay,
depending on the scale. And you could have gigawatts data centers. You could have megawatt data centers, and those are typically the megawatt ones are probably the ones that are closest to us.
Oh.
When I say us, I mean metropolitan areas that are there again for consumption.
All right. Let me ask some of the questions that, you know, dumb people like me want to know.
Sure.
When they put one of these things in my neighborhood or in my town, I don't care how close it is. I'm not really concerned so much about the noise and that stuff right now because they're not putting them next to homes. As far as I know, they're not trying to. But they will take up a lot of power, right? And that
That's
is
right.
to cool them and to power the fans to then cool them and all that. Why can't we bury that stuff? Why can't we put these things underground? Like a friend of mine just turned her home into a completely insufficient off-the-grid house by putting in a heat pump, right? You use the thermal, the consistent temperature of the thermal world underneath the ground, and everything's always the same temperature. Why can't we do that with these data centers?
So you can, right?
Oh.
But
I just solved the problem, John. Look at that.
There's a big butt there.
Oh.
How much did your friend spend on digging those holes?
Yeah, thousands, right? Probably tens. Thousands, not tens of thousands. Thousands, not tens of thousands, but tens.
So if you want to look at it as like a ratio of consumption,
right?
You're looking to possibly cool. Let's talk about the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The average house is around, I don't know, call it 24,000 BTUs.
Okay.
And then if you're looking at a data center, you're talking exponential there of, and let's talk, so 12,000 BTUs is a ton. So let's call it 2 tons, average house. When you're talking about a data center, that's there in the metro area, you're talking about close to probably 1,500 tons.
Oh my goodness, that's a big number. Okay, yeah. All right, that's a lot. That's a lot
so,
of pulling.
So now you're talking about digging a lot of holes.
All right, yeah. All right, Robert, we got hard clocks here, so we're going to keep talking about this. Give me a second. Got to pay some bills. And I'm so grateful that we're talking with you about this, but we're going to have to get some more stuff done in the next break. My gosh, thank you. Data centers, WGN. I just did it. This is the nightmare when you say the old radio station you used to work for.
Nobody cares.
WMDX.
It's all good.
There
you go.
92.7. Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
Looking at the texts coming in, Gordy can't help himself. He's get out of bed and just do your day. You have a show to do this afternoon. Stop texting into the morning show. It is John and Gordy's morning show, and I'm filling in. It's Catherine Lake, and John Scott is filling in. He is our marketing brilliant person who's keeping us on the air. Thank you for doing this morning.
I got you.
Really, really, really helpful. This is harder than I remember. I used to do this for a living, and now I just tell John and Gordy what to do, and it's way harder doing it yourself. I really do not envy them at all.
I remember you were talking about that during the break.
Oh, my God. It is so... it's 7:53. The temperature is 4 degrees now. Yep, we're still down at 4. We're going to get up to 15. What else does he do? Oh, we've got a text-to-win contest going on right now. And if you are a big fan of WMDX, you know how this works, and you just want to know what the darn keyword is, and I will tell you that right this second. Brisk is the keyword. But the whole idea of the text-to-win contest is that you download our app, and you can text in that word brisk in order to be entered to win possibly $200 cash daily. We're doing that. And it's a statewide contest. And we are also giving away like a snowblower and some really important good pots and pans. What, yep. Not important is the word, wrong word for it, but yep. Quality. And so brisk is the keyword to text in to enter that contest. Again, a statewide contest, so you're up against a whole bunch of folks. What else do I need to remember to tell them about that?
I think you got it.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, good. We've only got a couple of minutes left here. We've got a guest on the phone who's helping me out understand, because I don't understand data centers as well as you do, John Scott. You understand data centers.
Well, I wonder if Robert could confirm the following.
Please.
Data centers power generative AI platforms, which are used in every website, every chatbot, every single thing on the internet, so it seems. If and when the AI bubble bursts, things will sort of collapse. It's been overfunded. Billions of, almost $1 trillion would be lost. And some of those applications on the websites will stop working.
Go, Robert. Good luck with that.
I disagree.
Okay. Say more.
So you have to remember there's now the quantum aspect that's going to be moving in. That's, you're going to need these GPUs in order to do that analysis of said quantum. So you can reuse, repurpose, if you will, the deployments that you see today for, let's call it the bubble that everybody's talking about bursting as it relates to AI. Wow. And remember, it's not just AI that these GPUs are being used for. It's life sciences, aeronautics, things of that nature as well, gas and oil. So everybody thinks the GPUs are just for this AI environment. It's not. So I don't see it being the bubble that people are saying it's going to be, just for those very reasons.
Very good. Robert, thank you for taking the time. I'm going to tap you again. This is a big topic, and I know John and Gordy are going to want to hear your thoughts on it as well. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Go back to bed. Robert, an old friend of mine from years gone by, but I know he works in data, so I knew he'd be somebody to talk with. But right now I need to talk about something else I don't understand. Because John Scott, sports, man, I don't get it. I just am not a sporty person. I don't. I'm a fair weather friend. I was a Packer friend when I lived here, and I was a Bear friend when I lived in Chicago, and now I'm a Packer friend again. And Mike Clemens is going to tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, you're going to be really torn on Sunday because those two teams are playing against each other, right?
Yes, it's going to be awful. What am I going to do?
I don't know, but, you know, were you in Seattle for Thanksgiving?
I was.
Did you have the TV on at all during the football game?
Apparently.
Yeah, the numbers came in yesterday. 60 million people watched the Packers beat the Lions.
Wow.
Followed by the Cowboys upset the Chiefs. Highest ratings for an NFL regular season game in the history of the NFL. It
wow.
just keeps getting bigger all the time. So this is going to be a big game on Sunday, 3:25. And the Bears have surprised everybody because they got a new head coach. They struggled last year. Their quarterback, Caleb Williams, was a first-round pick. He was only in his second year. But they've won five games in a row. And then they beat the Eagles, the defending champion, in Philadelphia last week, Friday night, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. And the Bears are on a roll. And the Packers, they're now in first place. Packers are a game behind them. And these two teams will face off on Sunday. I just looked. The odds makers have the Packers up by 6 points in this thing.
Okay. That's a whole, you know, what do you call that thing? Touchdown.
Yeah. That is one of those.
Okay. Come on, John. Help me out here. What do I have to ask? I don't know what to ask. I'd ask the dumb questions like, what color is the uniform of what? I'd ask those questions. Please
Well,
help me.
Mike, born and raised in not Wisconsin. I've been adopted by Wisconsin, but I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, there it is.
Same.
Because of geography. Does this game, does a Bear victory sort of solidify with the punditry and the common fan that this team really is good now? Or do the Packers hold some sort of spell over Chicago?
No, the pressure's on Green Bay, you know, because they're at home. And, you know, the Bears are the Cinderella team right now. So the pressure's going to be on the Packers to pull out a win.
All right.
Okay, there you have it. There's the final word on sports. Mike Clemens, I adore you. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
We'll talk again soon, I hope. That's Mike Clemens. He does sports. And I'm Catherine Lake, and we're done. John and Gordy can have this chair back.
Look exhausted.
John Scott, thank you. No, I'm going to go take a nap. And yeah, John and Gordy, Stephanie's next. It's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.